All right, so we'd like to take you on a meditation. So if you would, just give yourself a little bit of a breather. Just breathe in and get yourself comfortable. Settle yourself in a comfortable position. Let yourself relax. We recommend sitting up only because if you lie down, you might just fall asleep. And our meditations, our visualizations, it's really best to be conscious, because your conscious mind is what's leading your subconscious and leading your unconscious. It's where you're making your empowered choices. So we would like that conscious mind participation, if at all possible. So in a position that's comfortable for you and relaxing as much as you can without falling over, getting yourself as comfortable as you can so that you can stay in a position without really moving, not without twitching and wiggling and shuffling about because you're uncomfortable. If you can just let yourself just, you know, get very comfortable. And then you do the relaxation breath. And the relaxation breath is that you breathe in normally, but when you breathe out, you just let it just drop. You don't push it out. You don't hiss it out. See, some people like to, okay, I'm going to meditate. Nah. Or some people going, nah, 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 nah. Or some people going, no, 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 not that either. And we're not going to om either, all right? It's all about just breathing in. And just watch us here. We're just going to do this. You may not even hear your breath. It's just drop. Now, we're exaggerating slightly. You don't have to fall over or anything. But the sensation that you just drop. And when you drop, when that breath goes out, it just completely just goes out, that you feel a sense of wave of kind of just, when that drop, just relaxation, just go down through your body. What we sometimes sense that you have is that you'll do that breath and it'll relax your arms and your chest. And then the second breath, it relaxes down through your butt. And maybe the third one goes down through your knees or down further. After about four or five of these, by the time now that we were talking about it, hopefully you can feel this relaxation throughout your whole body, just totally relaxed. And now mentally, as you continue the relaxation breath, just sense of how in that relaxation that for right now, you're safe. All is well. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything. Hopefully your cell phone's turned off. Hopefully you won't be disturbed if the phone rings. Hopefully you don't have any neighbors yelling and screaming, dogs barking. Whatever it is, know though that any sounds that are in your environment will only serve to just reinforce your relaxation. Just let it help you feel safe, even if in the past it did not. Just letting yourself relax deeper. Relax deeper. And closing your eyes, imagining that there's a curtain being pulled across and around you so that you're inside this curtain, private, inside yourself, in your own space. Quiet, going into your own space, putting your attention to your consciousness. Who are you? Go to that place that place in your consciousness, the source of your attention. Just go to the source, go to the center of your awareness. Go to your center, whatever that means to you, just center. Center. And now feel that. Feel your feet on the ground. And imagine that there is earth energy, warm, warm earth energy, just loving, warm earth energy coming up through your feet and up through your body, up through your legs, through your torso. All the way up, just filling your body with warm earth energy. And then imagine that there's a big light above you, and this light comes down and just fills you with the light of the divine, the light and the love of God, God is all that is. This beautiful light from above, safe, loving, tender, filling you. Safe, nurturing. From above and below, let yourself bask. Bask in this wonderful embrace of light. And then let yourself float a bit. Float a bit through a starry sky. And maybe at night, it may be during the day. Oh, you see stars during the day? Yes, you can. In the astral plane, you can. So let yourself float through the starry sky. Hundreds, thousands, thousands and thousands of stars. Let yourself feel safe, knowing that all these stars, each point of light, representing a being who has come to witness you, come to support you, come to see you and love you. You're safe. You're loved. And some of those stars move from their position and come together and form a ball of stars. The way we show ourselves, the group that we are. And from this ball of stars comes light. A beautiful beam of light that curves down and around you. Let yourself. Just let us touch you now. Let us touch you. Let us touch all your chakras, your crown chakra, your eyebrow chakra, your throat chakra, and your heart chakra especially. Your solar plexus chakra, your second chakra, sacral chakra is in your root chakra. Just feel all these points within you being touched with light, being filled up with light. Because you're going to go on an adventure now, and you're going to meet the egregor. You are going to meet with money. And you're going to develop a new level of coordination with them. But first you must stand in a place of power and resonance, a place where the egregor can see you, that you don't disappear in the masses of the mainstream. So we call forth the four forces, the four directions. You already have above and below. So we call from the east. We call Lord Raphael, the Archangel of Air, to come and be present and stand, showing himself in a column of light, in a brilliance. And all the powers and energies and the beings who are aligned with the power of air, the element of air, to come. Incredibly huge energies, intense vibration, higher frequencies. Let yourself stand ready. Let yourself own who you are, a beautiful, brilliant light being yourself, standing in your own authority, in your own power. Maybe you feel yourself, let yourself feel 10 feet tall, 15 feet tall, 20 feet tall. And let Raphael be 10, 20 feet tall. You stand looking at this incredible power, this force. And from each of your chakras, lit up as they are, from your root, you send out a beam of light to what would be the root chakra of Raphael. And as that happens, your root chakra with Raphael's root chakra glow. There's a light beam connecting the two. And Raphael's security and your security connect. Powerful. Second chakra, sacral chakra to sacral chakra. You send the beam out from your third now to the third. Your power. Your fourth to the fourth, your heart chakra. Fifth to the fifth, your throat. Sixth to the sixth, third eye. And seventh to the seventh, crown. And Raphael smiles, and through that light beam, connecting the beams, the seven beams connecting you, he sends from his chakras now, from his root chakra, a big, big burst of light, a big column of light, bigger than yours, coming from his root chakra to yours, second to second, image, identity, third to third, power. Feel your security fill up. Feel your identity, your self-image fill up. Feel your power fill up. Heart to heart, feel your heart chakra fill up. Your love and compassion fill up. Feel the throat to throat, your higher will. Feel third eye to third eye, crown to crown. Feel yourself connected, plugged in, juiced. Whew. Now, thank you. And you turn your attention to the south, which is a quarter turn to the right. Now, what's interesting is that your connection to Raphael continues. This time you call Mikhail, Michael, Lord Michael of the South, of fire. And let him come and stand before you. Maybe the colors of fire, maybe the flames flickering in his energy field. Coming triumphant, brilliant, and of course, very powerful. And you thank him for coming. And you send a beam from your root to his, your second to his, your third to his, your fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Now you're connected to him. And he nods, yes, and smiles and sends light, big beam, pulsing beam of light, fiery light coming from the root to yours, from his second to yours, third to yours. Whew. Let yourself fill up now, fill up. Fourth to yours, filling up with fire. Fifth to yours, sixth. And seventh, you're filled up with air and fire now, the masculine forces of nature. Thank him so much. Yes, and you turn, a quarter turn to the right, to the west now, to Lord Gabriel, the Archangel of Water. More feminine, more healing, more gentle, but still extraordinarily powerful and strong. And let him also manifest now. And come and maybe hit colors and blues and greens. And he comes forth and stands before you and you thank him for coming. And once again, you send out a beam from your root chakra to his, second chakra to his, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and in his healing and loving energy, returning to you 10 times more, or maybe even more than that, his light from his root to yours, his second chakra to yours, his third to yours. Whew, filling up with water, with emotion, with feeling, his fourth to yours. Oh, and your heart chakra just exploding with joy. Fifth to yours, sixth to yours, and seventh. And let yourself just feel the incredibleness of this, the incredible filling up, pumping up with the energies, the powers of water. Thank you. And turn a quarter turn to your right, to the north. Uriel, the Lord of the North, of Earth, the element of Earth, the force of Earth, of authority, can be of tradition, the power of tradition, of connection. And you thank him for coming, sending him a beam of light from your root chakra to his, second chakra to his, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And And he responds by sending you an incredible infusion of light and a beam of light from his root to yours, his second to yours, filling you up with the powers of earth, the strength, the confidence, third chakra to yours, fourth chakra to yours, fifth, sixth, and seventh. You're filled up now with all four elements. Plus you have earth below and the sky above, the divine above, giving you the ether. And you're filled up. You are empowered, filled, radiant, strong, courageous. Stand in this state. Own it. It is yours. And you definitely feel like 20 feet tall now. You feel filled with the powers of air, of thought, of flow, of the movements and changes, of fire, the passion, the heat, the intensity, of water, the healing, the nurturing, the feeling of earth, the authority and confidence. They weave inside you and you become a great column of light yourself. Your own column of light gets generated as you stand in the midst of it. A great column of light. You are being seen by them. You are visible. You stand above the universe, above the earth, owning your divine nature, owning your magicianship, your power, your presence. You deserve what you desire. You deserve to have it all. You deserve to have and receive that which you wish, and to get money, to receive money, to have money come your way. You deserve the gifts of the egregor, of the collective, of the universe. You were created and co-created, and you're continuously creating and co-creating your reality. As a powerful being, this is your reality, your universe. You are it. You deserve. This is your reality. It's here for you. Let yourself now own your light and your divine nature. Own that you are divine. I am divine. I am a divine being having a physical life experience. I am powerful reality creator. Own it. Feel it. Get it. Grok it. I have value. I am valuable. I have intrinsic and extrinsic value. I have value to myself. I have value to the world. I have value to those who know me. I am valuable. I am worthy. I deserve. And now, choose inside yourself that you are now willing, really willing, willing to be that powerful, successful, wealthy, resourceful person. Are you willing to be that? Step into that in your imagination right now. Step into the wealthy you. The universe belongs to you. It is all here for you. Own it. Accept it. Honor yourself. Respect yourself. Are you willing? Are you truly willing? Do you will? Will you let go of all the conditions you've made on receiving money? Can you let go of all those potential problems that could happen if you received money? Or if you failed? All the fears of failure or the fears of success and these subsequent pressures on you to always achieve more, to be more. All that debris, all that detritus, all the old habits, patterns, reactions, all that old debris of that dysfunctional relationship with money and the egregor that has kept you from being willing and allowing yourself to receive. Choose to be willing. Choose to let go of all this other stuff. You do it enough, your subconscious will forget it and not keep spouting all that crap in your mind talk, or you get your ego all in a snit. You can stand strong and in your light. You are being infused with the power of the forces of nature. You're standing 20 feet tall, radiant and filled with light, filled with value, deserving ownership of your reality. And now, your willingness. Choose to be willing. I am willing. I am fully willing. I'm willing to be visible. I'm willing to receive. I'm willing to receive. I am willing. And I will to receive. I am willing to receive. I'm willing to receive money. I'm willing to receive wealth. I'm willing to receive resources. I'm willing to receive support. I'm willing to receive opportunities. I'm willing to be magical. I'm willing for the unconscious, the collective, the egregor, to create miracles for me, to bring things through for me, beautiful, wonderful things through for me, according to my willingness, that will go in a little circuitous way around all of the subconscious habits and patterns and mind, yada, yada. Coming to me, I'm willing. I open to this. I'm willing to be visible. I'm willing to be seen. I'm willing to be recognized. I'm willing to be successful. I'm willing to win. I'm willing to sustain a greater vision of myself and the world. I am willing to dream a new world for myself and the world. I am willing a new reality filled with abundance and prosperity. I am willing. So be it. And now you face whichever of the four forces or elements that you think is most aligned to you, whether it's air, fire, water, or earth. face the element that you sense is more congruent with your temperament. And now call. Call money to come and be with you. Money personified. The concept, the thought form of money. Let money come. Note how money looks. You're giving it a form. What form does money take? Money comes willingly, easily. It shows up. And it stands just outside the circle in which you are, the circle demarcated by the four giant forces of nature. And it comes next to the one, that force that is your element. It comes and stands on one side of that. Comes into the circle there. And it stands and it looks at you and it smiles and it is available. It is here for you because you have value, you have worth, and you're willing. And you're owning your image. You're willing to be seen for who you are. And now we call. And you call with us. Call for the egregor now. The collective, the representative, the combination of all the thoughts and feelings and all the stuff of human beings, of the world, of the culture, of the consensus, from all the spiritual teachers through the consensus down to the most miserable and unhappy, destitute people. The whole spectrum. The good, the bad, the ugly. Everybody, everything. And all together, this incredible field of resonance. All the pieces of all the individuals and every thought of all time. Merging together into a unified field, a form. Comes the egregor. For some, he's a monster. For others, almost a father. For others, a taskmaster, a boss, an authority. But you're 20 feet tall or more, maybe 25 by now, 30. You're standing in your power and your value. And the egregor is coming at about the same height as you. The egregor is smiling, interested, intrigued, because you are at its level. You are holding a power and value. And you are standing facing the element that is most your temperament. You are honoring who you are. Just note your response, just your automatic, almost instinctive response upon seeing the collective look at you. This is like in high school when the peer group looks at you. If you were to stand in front of all your peers. Everybody's, your whole world is looking at you. And the egregor now asks you, welcome, it says. Now, I'm curious. What do you have for me? So, what do you have for the egregor? What do you wish to give to the world? What of yourself do you wish to give to create the channels? Your love, your compassion, your education, your intellect, your understanding, your capacity to organize, to move energy, to heal, to teach. To work with image, to expand your heart space of feeling, to manifest and create. Your creation, what do you create? What do you give? What do you express? Feel an energy come out of you to the egregor. You may not be real clear right at the moment what it is, but let it come out. Your gift. Let your gift come out and come to the egregor. The egregor takes it and smiles. And looks at you. One close look, looking to see who you are. You're pretty interesting. I'll make you a favorite. I'll put some favor upon you. I want to play with you. I want to see more of you. And now there are egregor opens itself. Remember, this is the whole world. This is your universe, your reality, your culture, your collective, your unconscious mind matrices. Matrices of belief, templates, cultural programs, wealth and abundance. And let the egregor now send you and to give to you energy. Send an energy, a force to you. And as they do that, the personified money steps into that flow, and comes to you where you stand at the center of this circle. And you and money embrace. Let the power and the energy of money come into you. Let the gifts of resources of the consensus come into you now. Let yourself fill up. There's a density of light around you as you fill up bigger and bigger, like your auric field, like a big bubble, getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And your auric field now expands and expands, and it grows out and grows out and grows out to where it's like a quarter mile in every direction. And it's filled with intense light and the powers of success and joy and fulfillment. And you can't see the forces anymore. You can't see the egregor. You're just in this incredible light. Brilliant, blazing light. If it were physical, you would be blinded by it. but you feel yourself beginning to move. You sense yourself moving forward. Moving forward. Still, you can't, don't see where you're going because you're in the middle of all this light, but you're feeling that you're moving forward. And then it pauses. And the light abates. And you find yourself in a beautiful place. And standing in front of you now is your future self. The future self emblazoned in light. The future self fulfilled. Your future self amazingly rich and wealthy. Maybe not necessarily all with money, but with wealth of all kinds. Wealth of love. Wealth of support, resources, friends, community, belonging, wealth of opportunities, of fun things to do, wealth of everything that you would desire. Standing there, tall and happy in your perfectly truthful to you temperament. Your lifestyle, your way, your uniqueness. Your future self stands there, smiling, fulfilled. The you that you're dreaming. The you that's calling you. And you look and around your future self, and all this luminosity around there, you see channels. You see channels going to this future you. And through these channels, there's moving energy, abundance and prosperity energy moving. There are multiple channels coming into your future self from one direction, from another direction. They're feeding in to the future you. Standing there receiving this energy. And then your future you sends energy out through these channels. And then they pause, and then the energy comes flowing back through these channels, even more abundant. And then like an exhale, again, your future you sends light and love and energy out through these channels. And then pauses, and in the in-breath here, back to that future self comes all of this wealth and wondrous resource. In and out. And you watch this happen a couple of times or more. Wow. And then the future self smiles at you and motions to you with a finger. Come, 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 come. Walk forward, walk forward. Walk to the future you. Let the future you hold you and feel the abundance and feel the prosperity that you have chosen. The image of this future you, solid. Wealth and abundance is natural. Resources are natural, normal, every day. This future you lives at this higher level. Because you've come to this level, you can see this future you. You can come to this future you. Now step into the future you and turn around and look at your reality and feel yourself giving what you give, the love that you have to give, the energies that you have to give out through all these channels, sending it out, sending it out, sending it out, and now breathing it back in and feeling all this energy coming from the collective to you, filling you, filling you, filling, oh my gosh, all of this abundance and prosperity just coming in, receive, receive, come on, get it, receive, let yourself receive it, come on. And now breathe it out again. All your gifts, your value, your talents, your deserving, your willingness, breathe it out, 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 out. And then let it come back in. Pouring back into you. And then separate it from your breathing. Let it just continue as its own rhythm. Out goes your love and your values and your capacities and your talents and gifts and what you give to your world, and coming back through these channels. All these channels are open and flowing, open and flowing. Out and in and out and in rhythm. At your pace. And now if you have some channels that are open right now or some channels that are available right now, see these channels amongst the channels of this future you that you've become. See these channels now and see how all the channels are open and all the channels are flowing. Out and in. And feel your value increasing even. Your intrinsic value is high as you have claimed your spiritual self, your destiny, your mission, your life, your path, your temperament. Now the extrinsic value is the value given to you, gifted to you by the egregor coming into you. Feel how that has grown. And how that is increasing your sense of intrinsic or inner value. As you're increasing your outer value, as you stand bright and visible, as if you could be seen from miles around. You're a lighthouse for the world. You're standing above the stream of the mainstream, looking down at the mainstream with love and compassion. Above and beyond the box of limitations that you were taught, that you were given by the culture. And down there you see the ego, the slave driver. You see your self-doubt. All down there in the mainstream, but you're up here in your future self. So hold this resonance now for a moment. Imagine in and out, building brighter, higher. Imagine. Claim it. This is yours. Yours. All yours. You. The masterful reality creator. You and the egregor and money gonna play. Now remember this. Remember what you can of this feeling, of this state of being, so that you could go to it any time you need to. And so now let yourself come back. Come back to body. Come back to the now. Come back to the chair you're sitting in. Return. Bring that with you now. Remember it. Hold on to it. Bring that energy back with you to the now. And then start taking some breaths, some stronger breaths inside. And start opening your eyes comfortably, just gently opening your eyes. Coming back, bringing this energy back with you. The memory back with you. And now just kind of be aware of your environment. Just sense your body. Maybe rotate your feet. Shake your hands a little bit. Tap yourself. Something remind yourself of the boundaries of your physical body because you're back there. And know that you have plugged in to a high juice source. Their egregor likes you. Now don't run back into a little box. You've broken out of the box. Your opportunity now, dear one, be to stay out of the box. This is the new you. Let this be your new normal. That any time in your day that you're tempted to slide back into a smaller, lesser self, remind yourself, this is my future, and I claim that future now. I'm going to feel that future as who I am now. I'm going to hold the resonance, the vibration of that, and that's going to lift me now, and this is my truth now. Here I am. All right, so what we would suggest is that if you had difficulty getting the frequencies and getting the vibrations, no problem. Just go through this again and again and again. After a while, you'll get it. Don't be hard on yourself. Be easy on yourself. If you have a hard time staying present and awake and focused in a meditation that's so abstract like this one, then just keep doing it. Maybe even play it in the distance, in the background during your day. Just play it. Just get the vibration. Just keep plugging it in. Putting it in. Because you've put yourself now on the path, this prosperous path, this path of receiving from the egregor. And you don't have to have a huge vision. You don't have to be an influencer online and have hundreds of thousands of followers to allow prosperity in your life. You can radiate your value and create opportunities that right now you may not even have an idea or clue about. There's a lot of fluidity, a lot of change going on right now. And you may find yourself changing over the next several days and weeks. Let stuff come up and let it go. If anything negative and fear and crazy stuff shows up, breathe it out. Let it go. No, it's no longer claiming you. It no longer owns you. Get back in your memory to your high resonance. Hold it. Be it. All right. So we have so enjoyed working with you on opening up channels and dreaming up channels and setting it up so that we can really get some materialization going. We're so excited that you have chosen to join us. We are grateful. We thank you. And we look forward to any opportunity that we have in the future to work with you again, dear ones, whether in person or in a session like this or in any of our recordings or when you call at night. We'll be there. All right, dear ones. So we send you our blessings. We surround you with our light and with our love. And call us. We'll see you later tonight. We'll surround you with our light and our love. And we'll take off of you all the old habits and patterns and crap. It won't bother us. Just give it to us and go to sleep knowing you're moving to a new prosperous future, dear ones. All right. Farewell.